You're listening to SBS News.
Jasmine, who wishes to remain anonymous, moved to Melbourne 2 years ago to marry a man she met in India. She says once she arrived, though, she felt like a hostage in her own home.
He moved me into a share house by myself. There was no TV, no furniture, nothing in my room. He would just come and force sex on me and then disappear. He took my phone and stopped me from having any contact with my friends or family. I wasn't allowed to speak to anyone.
She says only now does she realise that the abuse was not only physical, but also coercive control. Research shows such conduct is the most common element in domestic homicides. A recent review in New South Wales found 77 out of 78 domestic violence perpetrators who killed their partners used coercive control in the relationship. Dr. Manjula O'Connor from the Australasian Centre for Human Rights and Health says outlawing such conduct will save lives.
The biggest benefit of criminalising coercive control is that the perpetrators will know the behaviours are unacceptable, they are criminal. We also need the laws so that the police will have clear indication of when the law is being broken and what the crime is, what sort of punishment the perpetrators need.
But Nicole Lee, whose former husband was jailed for 2.5 years after pleading guilty for abuse against her, fears such laws could be used against victim survivors.
You know, I lived through 10 years of violence that was perpetrated by my former husband, who was also my carer as a disabled woman. Yeah, so there's many of us who have had the system used against us and weaponized against us, where police have been called, and I am one of those people where the police were called to, you know, take me away under, you know, mental health laws. That's one of my fears with this law, is that, you know, we're painted as nags, we're painted as, you know, these crazy hysterical women.
Nimat Kabutli from Muslim Women Australia, a provider of frontline support services, says criminalising the conduct is only one piece of the puzzle to protect women and children.
We need a huge amount of cultural reform that supports this work. We need adequate funding for frontline services. We need training for police. We need judicial guidelines. We need to look at specialising courts. But beyond that, we need to look at men's behaviour change programs, community education.
Across the country, an independent Queensland task force is consulting on coercive control laws to report back by October. A New South Wales parliamentary inquiry is considering the creation of a new offence and is expected to report back by June. While the NT government is looking at criminalising domestic abuse and Victoria is exploring options to strengthen its responses, and a bill is before the parliament in South Australia. Tasmania is the only state to have legislated against elements of coercive control in 2004, but prosecutions have been few. One thing advocates from all sides of the debate agree on is that meaningful consultation and training is essential to any implementation of coercive control laws. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.